It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
You never interrupt the chairman of the board.
You came along and everything started in to hum.
You know, as this show evolves, there are little things that I just pick up on that I'd like to make tradition.
Yes.
I'd like Frank at least one time every Friday.
Done.
I think that'll work.
It's done.
Fitting. It's fitting.
Best is yet.
It's a good quality little tune there, too. I mean, very good reproduction.
You know who arranged it?
Who did that? Nelson Riddle?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Great album. Might as well be Swing.
Man, you get me drunk, little champagne, our anniversary show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm enjoying Frank.
Yeah.
We've got the second buzz of the afternoon coming up. Man, I just got carried away, Rob. And did you see the cake we got?
It's beautiful.
It is lovely.
Lovely little anniversary cake. We'll be diving into that. And thanks to all the people with their very, very good wishes for the first month of this show.
Yes.
You know, change is difficult, and it's difficult for everybody. And it was a very, very difficult transition for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We did one thing for so long. I've been doing it for over 20 years working with Don Geronimo. And, you know, everybody that called us and sent us emails, we're very, very grateful for that. And that's why, you know, on the one hand, I make kind of light of the fact that we've been doing this a month, but I did want to take this opportunity to tell everybody we do appreciate the support for the new show.
Oh, we do.
God,
and
yes.
Many more months to come, hopefully. Let's go to Danny. Danny!
Danny!
Danny's from Annandale, Virginia. Danny, it sounds like, are you a girl, Danny?
I am a girl.
Wow. Oh, it's D-A-N-N-I. Hi, Danny.
I like that.
Hi. I wanted to say congratulations on your first month.
Thank you.
You have many months to come. And I was actually wondering if you were going to ride in Rolling Thunder again this year.
I most definitely am going to ride in Rolling Thunder. We're actually making the arrangements for that. I was going to make a major announcement regarding that on today's show, but you can listen on Monday. We're going to have all sorts of information about what we're going to be doing the weekend of Rolling Thunder.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend involves a very big Friday show, and if you are a motorcycle enthusiast, I urge you to listen to that program, okay?
Very cool. I will be riding as well.
Good.
And
What kind of bike do you have?
We just got a Kawasaki ZRX 1100.
That's a big bike. It's a big bike for a little lady. Oh, you ride on the back?
I ride on the back. I'm a bike kind of girl, but my boyfriend's a big bike kind of guy. So
okay, all right, good stuff.
I ride on the bike on the back of his big bike, and this is our first year riding in Rolling Thunder, and I'm really excited. I'm doing it for my dad and my sister, and
It's everything it's cracked up to be. I found that out last year when I rode in it for the very first time. Rolling Thunder is that ride to the wall. Is about the coolest thing I've ever done on a motorcycle. In fact, it is the coolest thing I've done on a motorcycle, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. We actually had the Route 66 here in Washington, D.C. completely blocked off.
It's an awesome
sight. Oh, my God, it was a blast.
Will you be less nervous this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You were fit to be tied last year.
I've got,
I can't wait.
Look forward to seeing you. Thank you for calling, Danny.
Me too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. I've got almost 5,000 miles on my bike.
That's cool. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Without further ado, let's get to the second buzz of the afternoon, and then I've got some emails as we continue the love fest on the Mike O'Mara Show. Meanwhile, in some office in this building, Beth Ann McBride is being hypnotized.
It's about time.
And all we said to Gary Conrad was nudity.
Now, does he know that
there's another sexual harassment lawsuit?
Does he know we want her nude and not him nude?
You didn't specify.
I never
Rob
said
is
a word.
Poking fun at Gary Conrad.
I think all of our guests should come in a suit.
Rob keeps saying he can be trusted.
He can.
Rob, you think he's a carny?
No, not me.
Okay, here we go, Buzz.
Hi. Good news, I think. Myanmar, or Burma, if you prefer, finally accepting aid from all countries now in the world's humanitarian effort to help the victims of the cyclone. There.
Heart goes out to them, but F that government. Overdue.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably died because you were dicking around before that.
And we are hearing now that the supplies from the United States are among those now being accepted. So they're even taking them from us now as well.
Buzz, can you take a congratulatory phone call?
We can't stop it.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Matt from Fredericksburg. You're on the air.
Mike, I just wanted to congratulate you guys, Buzz, Rob, the whole gang, even Joe and Beth Ann.
Thank you. It's so ridiculous to take monthly congratulatory calls. Thanks for being on an entire month.
Or is it?
Yes, exactly.
The son of wrestling legend Hulk Hogan was sentenced today in a Florida court to 8 months in jail and 5 years probation after a tragic car accident.
This guy's kind of a stain, right? Not a lot of remorse from this guy. Is that the way I understand it?
Well, you couldn't tell that from the court appearance today. Mm-hmm. Before sentencing, 17-year-old Nick Hogan entered a no-contest plea to a charge of reckless driving in Pinellas County Court. Hogan was charged after a car crash last August that left one of his friends in the hospital with devastating injuries. Now, before the sentence, the judge looked at graphic images of the crash and heard emotional statements from the grieving family of Hogan's injured friend, Iraq War veteran John Graziano. Hulk Hogan addressed the court sorrowfully and asked for mercy for his son.
What about the son? Was there any word on whether he did? I don't know. I haven't followed this that closely, so I don't know.
I think his son kept awful quiet.
Okay.
I do know that his father was found guilty.
Of being hot. Thank you, Rob.
And now?
Thank you. Good night.
The Weed Report. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Dear. You better put everything in the Weed Report, because I heard a weed story today that is not your type of weed story, Mr. Man.
I am not doing the story from the White House, no.
Of
I'm not a marijuana
not.
Guy.
Of course,
no.
Of course he's not.
I'm going to wait to see some of those bizarre and wild claims substantiated.
What were the claims?
First.
I didn't see them.
Fair and balanced. The White House came out with a report today that said marijuana results in long-term depression.
In teenagers who are prone to depression anyway. So that was about teenagers who shouldn't be smoking it anyway.
Your passion. Yeah, you didn't smoke it as a teen.
And it was about those who were already depressed.
Buzz, you smoked it in kindergarten. I swear to God.
He had a play school bong.
All right, give us your pro-marijuana story.
I did the best
then.
Coloring in kindergarten.
Yes, I bet you did.
You didn't even need crayons.
I'm drawing a picture of a mushroom.
And I sounded just like that.
Very good. Wow.
In Texas this week, police arrested three teenagers. This won't be flattering.
Okay.
In Texas this week, police arrested three teenagers.
You're not wearing a ball gown. You're reporting about marijuana. I'm not asking you to be flattering.
Look at the lovely drape.
The drape of the bud.
In Texas, police arrested three teenaged boys aged 16 and 17 who dug up a grave from 1921, removed the skull, and used it as a bong.
Hey!
That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
I love that.
Police heard this confessed by one of the boys. And now... Now police know the confession is true because when they went to talk to one of the other boys, he threw up his lunch.
Oh, really? He was that uptight, huh?
Yeah, will this affect them doing the midday show?
Not at all, Rob. Not at all.
Chad Dukes and Oscar.
But bad judgment is not just for kids. In Waukegan, Illinois, a high school teacher is accused of blazing up in the teacher's lounge.
Oh, no.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
46-year-old Deborah Logan of Evanston was arrested after security officers found weed in her purse.
Oh, Deborah.
And comedian and actor Tommy Chong says the FBI is now out to get his movie.
That's a bunch of bull.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Shortly after 9/11, Chong went to federal prison for selling bongs on the internet. Now there's a movie about that, but many of the DVDs were confiscated yesterday in a raid on a Cincinnati business that specializes in drug test cheating kits.
Matt Stevens of the Spectrum Labs was selling it from his warehouse.
Tommy Chong.
Is that Tommy?
And then all of a sudden the raids happened yesterday, and they confiscated, I think, 8 or 10,000 copies of the documentary.
But Tommy thinks they were really after the Cincinnati business because they were really after his movie.
You know, it's like the Patriot Act. It just covers everything. You know, so anything to do with drugs, like Matt's product, is purchased by people that are having to undergo drug testing. So that might be their reasoning.
That might be it.
Attention, dum-dums!
CSI actor Gary Dorden's been hit with three drug felonies despite his argument that the drugs...
Oh, Gary.
It's for Gary Dorden.
Everything except weed...
I don't like that guy.
...were not his. The prosecutor says he doesn't want to send Gary to jail, just rehab. By the way, well, then you will like this, because in the last episode of CSI this season, his character, Warwick Brown, Detective Brown, will be arrested on murder charges, which is why we won't be seeing a lot of him in the following
and final season. You should have said spoiler alert.
Art imitates
spoiler
life.
Alert.
And Gary Dorden could go to celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew.
Take it easy, you.
I'm sorry.
You're in love, aren't you?
I'm flipping to the other side.
You got a crush on that guy.
We're about the same age. I'm a little younger.
Of course, he likes him younger.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
He took an interest in you as well.
Hold on, Buzz. Got a couple of calls here. Hello, Someone from Scrotramento is calling.
From somewhere.
Scrotramento.
Hey, guys. I got a comment about the Hogan kid, but first, let me say that I didn't know how the show was going to sound without Mr. Geronimo, but you
neither
guys.
Did we?
Well, I think listeners didn't really know how it would sound nonstop for a whole week or a whole month. We didn't know how it was going to sound without Mr. Geronimo. But let me say, you guys hit the ground running, and it's been nonstop. And, Mike, even at the spots you think that sound like dead air and the spots where you get mad, those are the best times.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I appreciate it. What's your name? They didn't write the name down here. What is your name?
Your old buddy, Jose from Sacramento.
Jose, hey. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. And what do you want to say about Hulk Hogan's kid?
I've watched pretty much the entire Hogan Knows Best because of his daughter. And
that's his reality show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, his reality show. And if you watch it from beginning to end, he spends 99% of his time with his daughter, trying to teach her how to be a good daughter, how to keep the kids away, how to keep the boys away from her.
And she's trying hot.
And basically avoiding his son. And I think that his son just said, you know, F it. You know, my dad doesn't care about me. And, you know, he didn't spend enough time with his son.
Interesting perspective.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate the call, Jose. Let's go to Maria in Waterton, Virginia.
Hey, guys. Mike, I wanted to congratulate you guys.
Thank you.
I called you on the first day, and the show just gets better and better.
Oh, thank you very much.
I remember, and you know, I thought she wasn't.
Oh, you were the lady that gave me the hard time. I remember.
You don't like me, Rob. I'm Spanish and a woman. But listen, Mike, I have a question.
What? I'm sorry. Oh. That was
you
just purely literal. I remember her from the first time.
You think she's a handful?
I think she's a total handful.
I thought Maria was charming.
I'm feeling too much love today.
So
I really am.
You just rung off.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
And I can never feel enough.
I know you can.
Speaking of rehab, Amy Winehouse is out on bail after this week's arrest over a video in which she's seen apparently smoking crack.
Ooh.
Coming up in the final buzz, setting a date for the Obama victory party. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. As we speak, Beth Ann McBride is with a hypnotist, comic hypnotist, Gary Conrad.
You know what they say about him, Mike?
Rob's friend.
He's hypnolarious.
She's getting hypnotized. He could come in at any moment. We will also have some of your emails and the Hollywood Hot Sheet and Audio Vault. Unfortunately, Tard Shark fans, just too much show today.
Another day, perhaps.
Anniversary, everything going on. We kind of lost track of time, but we'll come back with all that fun and thrills, or whatever I'm saying. This is the part I haven't figured out yet.
Blah, blah, blah,
After
blah.
A month, coming right up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.